entertainment capital of the world. It's Rockline, North America's number one rock radio program. Rockline is brought to you by That 70s Show on Fox. Hi, I'm Bob Coburn, and tonight, from the complex in Los Angeles, we welcome Kenny Wayne Shepherd. To speak with Kenny, call the toll-free Rockline at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. One number toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. And now, let's welcome our guest. After taking some well-deserved time off, Kenny Wayne Shepherd apparently went through some positive changes, stepping up as a vocalist and adding a rock edge to his trademark style. Kenny has created an incredible album to his own already impressive catalog, and Rockline welcomes Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Good to see you, man.
Thank you.
And also joining us tonight, Noah Hunt.
Yeah, hey.
Who makes his contribution with a couple of songs and the vocals as well. Good to see you here tonight, too.
Absolutely. Good to see you, man.
You guys ready to talk to your fans nationwide? I can see the call starting to come in at 1-800-344-ROCK.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful CD, you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Natural progression to move to rock from more traditional blues style where you started back in Leadbetter Heights?
Yeah. You know, if you listen to the first three records, as each album went on, it's kind of just incorporated more rock, you know, and blues and rock and roll go hand in hand, and so, you know, it kind of felt appropriate. I mean, we've been off the map for a few years, you know, and taking a big break, and so I felt like, you know, we should come out with something a little different, you know, a little fresh sound.
And there's that old line, blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the way it worked. You had sung a song or two in the past, but was there a moment of clarity when you realized that you wanted to sing more?
Well, I've always and still am, I've always been very nervous about singing. And it's something that, you know, I have a lot of confidence in my ability to play guitar. But, you know, when you listen to guys like a lot of my heroes were just these amazing blues singers. And when I started, I was a teenager and I just didn't have that voice. You know, I didn't have a deep voice. I still don't have a really deep voice, you know. And then I have, you know, like Noah here, who does such an amazing job on the vocals already. It didn't really, you know, there was no reason for me to do it. But I wrote an album. This album is very personal to me, and a lot of these songs are about you know, my relationship that I'm in right now, and you know, some very personal experiences that I went through in the past few years, and some of them it just seemed only appropriate that I try and sing them, so I did.
Well, you know, B.B. King can't sing and play.
Yeah, but he can sing.
It's true.
Yeah, but he can sing really well, you know, and I, you know, I feel very confident that, you know, the more I do it, just like anything else, the better I'll get at it, you know.
And Noah, you have a great voice and remain a big part of the band. You co-wrote a couple of songs. You sing a couple of songs. You seem to be fitting right in with the slight left turn that was taken here.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I get to take a little rest on the vocal cords. I actually pick up the electric guitar during the songs that Kenny sings, so that's a lot of fun.
See, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, there's a trade-off
for rig, you know. And
plus, I know you guys just did a date in Colorado where it was really cold outside Vail. It was about 25 degrees, and I was told you had more heaters than anybody, Noah. So
it worked out.
You were the heater king there in Colorado.
That's just how it worked out. I don't know.
He was surrounded by heaters, man. It was like, it was about, you know,
some of these jet heaters, like, just shooting out.
It was about 100 degrees on his side of the state.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was nice.
Kenny, how has it affected your guitar playing other than Noah playing a little more, you know, while you're singing?
Well, that, you know, some songs are a lot easier for me to sing if I'm not playing all the guitar. So with Noah playing guitar, that definitely helps pick up some of the slack. But we also decided to go ahead and enlist a rhythm guitar player in the band now. So we brought this guy, his name's Sean Haig, and he's actually now, it's really weird because there's so many changes now. I'm singing some songs, you know, we're doing a little more rock and roll, and now I'm not the youngest guy in the band anymore either. The rhythm guitar player is.
They call it growth, I do believe. Yeah. You know, that's what happens. And you guys are going to play live in a few minutes.
Yeah,
about 25 minutes or so, you're going to do a whole live set. Songwriting, you wrote a lot of songs with the producer Marty Fredrickson, mm-hmm. who has worked with a lot of bands and is, in all honesty, a really good songwriter, isn't he?
Yeah, Marty's an amazing talent. I mean, in so many different areas, not just a producer, but he's an amazing songwriter. He's a very talented musician. He's a great singer. A lot of the songs.
Great drummer.
Yeah, amazing drummer. Yeah, he played bass on the whole record. and he sang some of the background parts. Noah sang background. I sang some background. But actually, when we wrote the songs, Marty sang all the demo vocals, you know, when we initially wrote the songs. And he's got a great voice, man. He's great.
So he did the tracking vocals for you.
Yeah, he's very, very talented in so many different areas, you know, and that's what makes a great producer, because he understands all aspects of the music.
We'll play songs off the CD, The Place You're In. We'll take your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. The band will play live for us. We are alive. It is Rockline. Alive is the name of that song. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt, our guests this evening. 1-800-344-ROCK is the number to call. Your calls are coming next. End of the break with a song called Spank with Kid Rock. Back to Rockline, and Bob Coburn with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt, and the band is going to play live for us in a few minutes. Time for your calls right now from Bruton, Alabama. We have on the line right now somebody named Danita. Hi.
Hi, Kenny. Hi, Noah. How are y'all?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm going to make this real quick. I've been a member of your website. I just want to promote that, KJBS.net, band.net, since 97. I met a good pal on there. She was a little band. I've chat with her on your chat room, your message board. Anybody on the message board is wishing her well. She's sick. I don't want to mention her name. She's sick to the point where she's only got several months to live. Just want to let her know that sweet thing, and everybody on the message board loves her. And miracles do happen through prayer, and if anybody can beat it, she will. And I also wanted to ask you, I seen you in Mobile not too long ago, and you told me that you and Kid Rock had grown to be friends, and through the song Spank and all. Is maybe in the future, have y'all discussed maybe touring together?
You know, it's possible. You know, we've played together.
We've done some shows together, but, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you never know.
That would be a good bill.
That would be a good bill. Yeah. Boy, and he took a stylistic change with this last album. I got to give him some props for taking a chance.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Actually, that's one of the ways that him playing on my record came about, because he called me. We've been hanging out, you know, here and there over the past few years. And then just in the past year and a half, 2 years, we've really just kind of established a really good friendship. And he called me, and I played guitar on a song called Black Bob on his last record. Mm-hmm. And you know, then when it came time to do my record, you know, I had the song Spank. I thought it was perfect for him.
Yeah. A little cross-pollination there, never heard. Yeah. And he did another song with Sheryl Crow that'll never be played on the radio. On
yeah.
It's so profane, but that's a great song. Let's take another call, and good luck with your friend there, Danita. We're all behind her. From Topeka, Kansas, Jeff, welcome to Rockline. You're on with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Hey, guys. I have a couple of questions for Kenny. Have you ever taken any vocal lessons, and has Noah ever, like, helped you out with your vocals, recording?
Yeah, Noah is a help to me on a daily basis. He gives me all kinds of advice and you know, makes me drink my tea and reminds me to do my warm-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've taken some voice lessons. This guy, Ron Anderson, who is an amazing vocal coach and a very good friend of mine, has helped me out. You know, just in the past, right before we got ready to go out on this tour, I was really seeing him on a, you know, every other day kind of basis.
Noah, what have you tried to pass on to Kenny?
I just try to help him any way I can. The warm-ups, maybe how to breathe, how to relax, how to work the mic a little bit. It's good. He's good about doing his exercises, and sometimes, I kind of slack in that. Sometimes I do it with him, so I think it helps us both.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting busted here. Yeah. Thanks very much, Jeff. We'll take a call from Rick in Detroit. Hi, Rick.
How are you? Kenny and Noah, this is a question concerning your influences. I know that all the blues greats, B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan, have had a great influence on you. But I'm wondering about other influences I hear, like Brian Adams or Steve Perry, his solo work. What kind of influence has that been?
Is this for real?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Rick from Detroit.
Yeah, it's Michael, isn't it? Is that Michael? Yeah, that's our bass player. I can tell, man. You can't cover up that. You know what? No matter how hard you try, you cannot cover up that Boston accent, dude.
Oh, man.
That was our bass player.
That was your bass player.
He's okay. Quite a card.
Well, as long as he brought up influences, who are yours vocally, Noah?
There's a long range of them. Greg Allman, Paul Rogers, Muddy Waters. B.B. King. Those are the ones that really stand out.
Dylan.
Well, I love Dylan. I don't know if he was a vocal.
Not necessarily a vocal influence.
the vocal stylings of Bob Dylan.
Folk thing, Noah's a big fan.
Right,
of
I like folk music, like Townes Van Zandt and, even Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, guys like that.
Yeah, man.
These are the guys with like deeper voices. When I was in high school, everyone was singing heavy metal and it was really high and I couldn't do it. So I just started to learn how to sing blues. And
Greg Allman's going to be on our Wednesday show.
RocklineRadio.com.
You'll be able to hear it. And we know you were a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan fan.
Absolutely. Pretty much. If it wasn't for Stevie Ray Vaughan, I don't know if I'd be doing what I'm doing today. He was like the primary inspiration for me picking up the instrument. But even before I got to meet him, music had been such a big part of my life. And, I grew up around music because of my dad. He was in radio for many, many years. And, I grew up listening to everybody from James Brown to Hank Sr. and Hank Williams Jr. and, Merle Haggard and all these guys, country, rock, rhythm, blues, ZZ Top, Almond Brown, it just runs the gamut, man. If it's great music and it's got attitude and soul to it, I love it.
We got a live set coming up by Kenny Wayne Shepherd and his band in a few minutes. Right now, we'll play a song from the album. This is called Be Mine on Rockland. Yeah, and that song is Be Mine from the album, The Place You're In. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Kenny, our guest, along with Noah Hunt and the whole band. They'll play live in a few minutes from Marin, California. Mark, welcome to Rockland.
Hey, what I wanted to know is, Kenny Wayne, are you going to do any more G3s? And also love the new LP. Right on.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. You know what? I don't know about the G3 tour. We did it, and we did it twice. The first year that we did it, we did just a couple of dates, and then we did the whole tour the following year. Since then, I don't think I've been approached by those guys to do it again. But, I don't know. There's no telling. I mean, I'm open to anything. I mean, if they call me, I'll definitely consider it.
You never know. And they keep switching things around and moving on. And, nobody wants to stand in the same spot year after year. That's for sure.
Right.
But, man, I've seen some great G3s over the years.
Absolutely.
It's a good concept. Really good concept. Okay, we're going to bring the band in a few minutes to play live on the other side. We have another call coming up on the other side as well. If you're on hold, stay on hold. While the set is live, the number's toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Wednesday, Kelso makes a prank call to the White House. Now, the feds, are they staking out Eric's house? And only That 70s Show, Wednesday, starting at 8, 7 Central, and it's only on Fox. End of the break with Believe, featuring Noah. case of Deja Voodoo. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and the band joining us tonight on Rockline. Toll-free number, 1-800-344-ROCK. Got a chunky lineup coming up, and it is brought to you by Campbell's Chunky Chili. Mouth-watering chili worthy of any tailgate party. A week from tonight, Silvertide, band out of Philadelphia that's doing real well. And Les Claypool, friends of you guys I know from years gone by. The following week, Perfect Circle will be on Rockline. So we've got a lot of good things coming up for you there. It is time now for the Rockline Encore question. It's brought to you by Radio Shack. Where do you get your specialty batteries? Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers. Now Slash has a question, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd will have the answer.
Yeah, hey, Kenny, it's Slash, talking at you. Just wondering exactly how you doing, and I haven't seen you in a while, and I would love to get together with you and jam again. But I was also wondering exactly what do the plexiglass baffles in front of your cabinets do exactly? Because I was wondering if it was a little bit more complex than the obvious, if there was something more to it than that. And that's my question to you, man. Hope you're good.
You know what? It's about... there's no complexity to it. It's just that we play so freaking loud that we're trying to have the audience's best interest in mind.
Yeah, it doesn't kill the audiences.
Yeah,
they're at about amp level. Their heads are, so it kind of takes away the sting.
Slash said to me off the air, I just want to make sure I'm not missing a trick here. There's not something I haven't found out about that I should know. Yeah.
Nah, it does tend to help, stage volume wise, and we're using in-ear monitors, and if you really want to get technical, it can have, with the sound bounce coming out of the speakers and bouncing off the plexiglass when it hits the microphone like that, it kind of can give it more of a room sound also, but basically, its primary purpose is to not kill the audience.
Let's take a live call, and then we'll let you play a live set for us. Chris from St. Petersburg, Florida. Welcome to Rockline.
Hi, Kenny and Noah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I have a two-part question for you. The first part is, are you planning any acoustical sets in your live show or for a future album? And do you have any DVD projects coming up? And could we possibly persuade Noah to sing just a little bit of King Bee?
Well, I think most of the answers to your questions are yes.
We've actually talked about throwing some acoustic stuff maybe in the next leg.
Yeah.
Some older stuff.
Yeah.
Just different stuff every night.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, the next leg's going to be in about 90 seconds. So.
You're going to hear some in about 90 seconds, too.
And we're also putting out a DVD that's going to come out, I think, sometime this summer. It's going to be an all blues project. It's going to be a CD and a DVD documentary of the making of the project. It has all these amazing unsung heroes of the blues. So look for it. It's going to be an amazing project.
Noah? Are you a King Bee?
that's a song that, it's the old Willie Dixon song.
Right.
And Kenny and Double Trouble do it.
Yeah.
And I do it in a sort of provocative way. I emphasize, I don't know if it's appropriate to sing it on national radio, but maybe when you see us play live next, I'll do that for you.
Would you be featuring the stinger portion on that?
Some of the words I emphasize over others.
So. Yeah, it depends on how you take it.
Yeah, right.
Well, what you want to start out with on this acoustic set here tonight?
I think we're going to do the title track off the new record. It's called The Place You're In.
All right.
Cry, baby, cry. I hear what you say. To have a good man, baby, but you threw it all away. Live, baby, live while you still can. Well, I can change your world, baby, if you let me be your man. I wanna get you out of the place you're in. I wanna leave you with no doubt. You're in right now. I wanna get you out. Dream for the day. matter what happens, girl, you gotta leave it all behind. I wanna get you out of the place you're in. I wanna leave you with no doubt. I wanna get you out of the place you're in. Because I see a bluer sky.
Outstanding, you guys. We're going to let the Lasno ring out. Rockline tradition there. Nice job on the title track of the latest album. Going to do something with Noah on the vocal on this one? Ken was doing the lead on that last one.
Absolutely.
This is from Out of the Past, and I think we all know this song. This is a signature song for the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band.
Sorry. All right, stand up just
Oh, it's live radio. Yeah. We're accustomed to all kinds of things, man.
Yeah, we're going to do one from Trouble Is, Blue on Black.
All right.
Ready, Bug? Michael?
Rick?
This is live radio.
Michael's tuning.
Rick from Detroit.
Yeah, Mr. Detroit over there. It's karma, baby.
You know, your bass goes out of tune when you got to lug it from Detroit to L.A. in 10 minutes.
Here we go. One, two, falls, and I'm alone. Oh, skin chills me to their bone. Yeah. Oh, still right in front of my hand. Hey, blue on black, tears on a river, push on a shove, it don't mean much. Trouble on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, it's a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Blue on black. Oh, lies and tears.
tears on a river. Push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on check, match on a fire. Cold on ice, it's a dead man's touch. A whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing. Don't bring you back. Blue on black.
So sweet. Nice job, you guys. Give yourselves a hand there. Good job. Outstanding. We're going to go through some gear changes here and some capos being put on and this and that. Guys are going to do two more songs for us. Then you can talk to them toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. Now, Michael, put your headphones back on and lean on in. Why don't we, while we're doing all this, why don't you introduce the rest of the band to everybody for us?
Okay. Over there on keys is Jimmy Wallace.
Nice job, Jimmy. Good to have you here.
Shreveport. And this guy right to my left here is Bogey Bowles on drums. And over here we have the young Sean Haig, 33 years old.
And, I'm sure he loves that.
21.
Yeah, I was going to say, something going on. I'm not catching there.
For the record, I just like to say, for people who may, I don't know, some people listening may know Michael. He's our new bass player in the band, Michael Devon, originally from Boston. He was in a Bryan Adams cover band. So that's why he asked the question.
It cuts like a knife, yeah. That cut like a knife is what that was. It just ruined me right there. I am not Canadian. I am American.
Did you co-write Everything I Do For You?
Well, my bank statement doesn't say so.
Well, he joined the Bryan Adams band after quitting the Richard Marx cover band.
No. Now, Michael, have you been in Rockline before?
Have not been on Rockline before, no.
Not as a caller or anything?
No.
Just a few minutes ago.
That was not entirely my doing. In fact, I give all my credit to Jimmy Wallace. It was really his band.
I was in here.
Co-conspirator.
Yeah, but you saw how he had that little halo above his head standing right in there where Noah and
that's
Ken
what the glow I was seeing.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was egging me on the whole time.
All right, you guys are ready to go here. What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play a blues song from Live On, our last album. It's called Losing Kind.
I'm just a stepping stone. I'm just another old dirt road. I'm an old dirt road. Yes, you walk on. Every time, feel like I'm losing my mind. Just like a dirty game of a ball, yourself and frame taking their fall. I've been
been taking a fall. Yes, for so long. Good Lord, it happens every time. Feel like I'm losing my mind. Well, so close, almost. Ain't it my turn to win? And I take one break. Would that be such a sin? Would that be such a sin? Play the blues.
Look like you're having so much fun doing that. That's just great. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd and his band live on Rockline, and they're going to do another song for us, doing a four-song live set, and then we'll put you back on the air with the guys at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625 for you to call and speak with the guys. All right, microphone going back up. Noah's got a grip on it this time. So, yeah. All right, capo's off Kenny's guitar. All right, Michael's still tuning.
You know what
I'd like to do? One of my favorite songs in the album is Let Go.
Yeah.
And if you could do that acoustically, and then in the next segment we'll play the full band electric version.
Okay.
We can really hear the contrast in broken down and then full band electric. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, you're going to hear some contrast.
Come on now.
All right, here we go, guys. You ready?
Let Go, Unplugged.
Yeah.
One.
Come on.
if I can't kill the feeling now, how do I?
You guys sound great. Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band live on Rockline. We're the only ones in here. Give yourselves a hand. Just make some noise. Yeah. More. Title track, The Place You're In, Blue on Black, one of the songs out of the past, Losing Kind as well, and Let Go, which is also on The Place You're In. All right, we'll let you talk to Kenny and to Noah in just a moment. The number is toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. That was just outstanding, guys. You should feel real good about that. We'll make sure you get a copy so you can listen to it. Rockline's brought to you by Fox. Fox Wednesday, Kelsey makes a prank call to the White House. Now, is that the feds staking out Eric's house? And only that 70 show, Wednesday, starting at 8, 7 Central on Fox. We'll go into the break with Ain't Selling Out. Getting into deep tonight with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt. Taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. Every line on fire right now. I really like that. You do the live set and the calls tapered off a little bit. Give them the number, then I can talk to you, and bang, here they are in full force. From Detroit, Michigan. It's not going to be Michael again. This is Andy. Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the show.
My question's for Noah and Kenny. I'm a musician. I'm very inspired by your music, and I got a lot of licks and lyrical phrases. And I just wondered, when you guys collaborate, do you write the music first or the licks, or does it just blend together?
It depends. When we write, usually it's the music first,
yeah,
and then we'll put the lyrics to it second. You know, sometimes that's not the case, but that's usually the way, you know, we'll usually sit down and strum out something, say, oh yeah, you know, that's cool, and then add to that, and then we'll pound out the words later.
You know, and it's amazing, like that song Believe on the new record, that song started off, Noah and I went out to a beach out here in California, took a couple of acoustic guitars, and I had this idea in my head of what I wanted the chorus of this song to sound like, and I knew it was going to be an A minor, you know, so, and we originally started writing it as a slow blues tune, and then it just evolved, you know, into this thing, but I knew that I had this phrasing that for the chorus of exactly how it needed to be, and I thought it was going to be like a new twist on a slow blues tune, and what it ended up being is what you hear on the record, so.
Do you sometimes take a piece of something and meld it with something else that was completely different?
Yeah, you know, you sometimes...
He's talking about snippets, pieces here and pieces there, and sometimes they find themselves working together.
Yeah,
together.
Absolutely. Work.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you to lower that screen?
Yes, you can see me.
You look like a guy on TV who's got his face shadowed out, you know? we'll do it when we get to a song.
I'm sure this was a request by my father because I was popping my peas earlier. But I can't, now if I move it down, I have to talk into it.
I love live radio, man.
I do too.
You look like the guy that wouldn't sign the waiver for TV, and I can't see your face, you know?
How's it?
That's great, man. From Chesapeake, Virginia, Will, welcome to Rockline. Hi, Will.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
Yeah. Huge fan, man.
Right on.
Drive my kids crazy with your music.
Nice.
How was it playing the national anthem at the basketball game?
That was cool, man. It was pretty cool. It was kind of intimidating because the national anthem is something that, you know, you have to make a decision. Do you want it? Because so many people want to do like Jimi Hendrix did it. You know, but when you're going to do it at like a sports event, I mean, he did it at Woodstock, okay? But if you're going to be at a sports event where you have these hardcore Americans, you know, and or like NASCAR or something, I think they wanted me at one time to come and do the national anthem. And I had to make a decision, you know, it's like, do I want to try and rip off Jimi Hendrix and do it like that? Or do I want to stick to the way the song was originally written and make all these Americans like proud and not, you know, catch a whole lot of flack for like destroying the national anthem? So I just played it the way it was written, you know, and I stuck to the basic structure of the song and just threw in a blues lick at the end of it, and it was great. But the crowd loved it, and I actually got people thanking me for playing the song the way it was written.
Well, you should.
Yeah,
you should. Absolutely, yeah. You should. You know, I mean, for one thing, Hendrix to do it, and you know, we've been down that road. We know what it sounds like, but you know, you're not going to hear it on the radio, and you're not going to hear it in any arenas or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
It's a good point. You know, there's something sacred about it. Yeah. Plus, you know, playing it on a guitar is one thing, but singing the thing is something else.
Yeah,
it's really a hard song.
I'm glad they did that.
Yeah,
I've done that before. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, couldn't we come up with something easier for us to sing? You know, yeah. I mean, you know, when you hear people in the stands singing too, it's just people croaking. You know, it's like frogs falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad.
Yeah.
But that was on TNT. That was national TV.
Yeah, it was the Denver Nuggets home opener.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Very, very cool. Let's play Let It Go. And you said there'll be a lot of contrast. There's a lot of contrast. Let Go is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Now, tell us how this song happened. Did you start this acoustically and then blossomed into what we're about to hear?
Absolutely. What you the song basically started with the opening riff, what you heard just a minute ago, what you'll hear again when the song starts. Actually, on the album version, you're going to hear a lot of different things that you didn't hear before, because it starts off with this backwards guitar stuff. But when you hear the acoustic and rhythm guitars come in, that's where the song began, and it just kind of took a life of its own.
Really, really great song, Let Go, and that's from the album The Place You're In. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, our guest, along with Noah Hunt. Your call's 1-800-344-ROCK, Wadsworth, Ohio, checking in. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
After 8 years on the road, I'm sure you guys were worn out.
Yeah.
And since you've been on the road again for a couple months here, are you guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just getting in the swing of things.
Just getting in the swing, yeah. We're doing great.
We're going to be out, I think, all pretty much the majority of 2005. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there are a few dates posted at the website at KennyWayneShepherd.net
mm-hmm.
and KWSBand.com.
Yeah.
I got a couple of them there. And I know you got New York coming up on the 27th of January, San Diego on the 22nd. I wonder why on your website you got the 27th and then the 20th. Oh, it's February. That would be the reason why.
We're making up a date in New York.
Oh, you're making up a date. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're going to start up again in mid-February. Yeah.
And then you come back to Southern California, San Diego the 22nd of February, Anaheim the 23rd, and the 25th, the House of Blues in Los Angeles, and it goes on and on and on. You can find out more at the website there. All right, we should let some fans talk to you, and we'll do that in just a moment here. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Wednesday, Kelso makes a prank call to the White House. Now is that the Fed staking out Eric's house, and all new That 70 Show Wednesday starting at 8, 7 Central on Fox. End of the break with a song from the latest album by Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Cause when your heart's been broken, all your hope's been stolen, living in danger, I'm a hazard to myself. Why can't these problems belong to someone else?
Q106.
Into the break with Burdens from the latest CD, and out of the break somehow, somewhere, some way. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Noah Hunt taking your calls, 1-800-344-ROCK from Oklahoma City. Stan, hello.
Hey, how you all doing?
Good. We're all good.
Hey, y'all really sound great.
Thank you.
Got a hand to you. I've been a blues fan all my life, and hell, I play the blues out here in Oklahoma City. And I just got a question for you. Have you ever guessed it on any other CD besides Kid Rock's?
Yeah. Let's see. I've been on a lot of different CDs. Off the top of my head, because it's kind of spur of the moment. A long time ago, I did a thing on unreleased Albert King recordings for the House of Blues label. But I don't know if that ever came out or not. But that was cool. Wynonna Judd recorded a song that I wrote on one of her records, and I played guitar on it.
She's got a rock side to her that surfaces every now and then.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the record was. It was a few years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it was like the first time her and her mother had sang together since the Judd split up on this particular tune. It was really cool, and so I got to play guitar on that. You know, who else? I mean, I've done some things. It's just I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, that's okay. We allow that on this program.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, though. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
Willie Nelson, did you play with him?
Oh, yeah, on Willie Nelson.
Oh, there's Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How could you forget Willie Nelson? Yeah, on his blues record, Milk Cow Blues. That was cool.
I love Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
that's great. It's nice to have broad taste in music, I'll tell you that. Stan, good luck with your music. Thanks for calling us tonight. We'll head to Vegas to talk to Michael. Michael, you're on Rockland.
Hey, Kenny, this is Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? I saw you about 2 months ago at PBR After Party.
Yeah.
You were awesome. I was the guy in the wheelchair. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I met you after the party. And it was
Man. I do remember that. As a matter of fact, that was one of the few shows that you would absolutely remember everybody that was there, because most of the people that were digging the show were like up front, and then all the real hardcore rodeo rednecks were in the back of the room just drinking and socializing, you know.
Exactly.
Rodeo rednecks.
But that was the time of my life, and that's the one time I'm always going to remember, and I just want to thank you for that. But my question is, you've got a 69 Lee Charger, I believe it is, that you're doing a special on the Learning Channel.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could tell us, you know, a little bit about, you know, why that car was chosen, you know, why that special to you?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I've been a Dukes of Hazzard. When I was a little kid, I was this huge Dukes of Hazzard fan. You know, I mean, I know it's kind of a cheesy television show, but, you know, to me, you had a 4 or 5 year old kid, it was like the best show in the world. And so I thought I was Bo Duke growing up, you know, because I had the blonde curly hair, you know, and I used to crawl in my mom's car through the window, and she'd be yelling at me and try and slide across the hood of the car and all this stuff and pretend that I was driving the General Lee. And so actually I went over to Kid Rock's house one night, and he has a General Lee replica car. And so then I was like, the reality of it hit me that, hey man, all you gotta do is just go get one, you know, you can make a replica. I actually started trying to find one of the original ones that was used in the television series, but I figured I couldn't drive that around, because if I wrecked it, I'd be devastated. So I actually this whole thing took on a life of its own. All these people found out I was looking for a General Lee, and then these Mopar collectors, guide people, and all these manufacturers of these restoration parts all found out that I was trying to make this car, and they all jumped aboard, and we made this amazing, like, modern day version of the 1969 Dodge Charger General Lee. It's called the Extreme Lee. And on TLC, the Learning Channel, they have a show called Rides, and on January 25th, they're going to show, it's a whole episode of the build of my car from beginning to end, and it's going to be really cool.
The pictures on the website, it's a honey.
Yeah, it's a nice car, man, and it's like a 585 horsepower, you know, it's a
muscle car.
Yeah,
back in the old days, you
exactly.
know. One of our recent guests on the show, Josie Scott from Saliva, has one of Elvis Presley's limousines.
Oh yeah.
And it's not even in a garage, it's like in some steel vault somewhere, you know. It's like, don't even breathe on it, you know. Yeah, you don't want to be driving the real thing around, you
yeah
know?
Exactly.
Good move. The replica looks great, though. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to Jerry. Jerry's in Cleveland. You're on Rockline. Jerry, hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just got a question for you. I've been a biggest fan of yours for a long time. It was back in 97. A friend of mine was in a bar, and my best friend was a huge fan of yours, and I got liking your music from him. How long have you been in the business?
Well, I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was 7 years old. I'm 27 years old now, so I've been playing guitar for 20 years, but I signed my record deal when I was 16 years old. So I got, you know, signed with a major record label at age 16, put out my first record at age 17. So I've been doing professionally making records for 10 years.
Man, and playing for 20.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, I want to go back to Jerry. Is the battery dying on your phone or are you recording?
My phone's dying.
I couldn't let it go by, you know.
Sounds like you're hooked up to some machine in a hospital or something.
I was hoping we wouldn't hear the flat line. All right, Jerry, thanks for calling us there. We're going to play another song from The Place You're In, the latest album by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I love the groove this is in. It's called Get It Together in Rockline. And there we go, Get It Together. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt, my guest tonight on Rockline. And we were just chatting away, weren't we there?
Dude, you're the man. You're fast.
We were going, man. Yeah. Get those headphones on and go. I've got a call from Chicago. It's Eve. She'd like to speak with you. Hi, Eve.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Eve.
I was wondering, how was it singing like Jimmy Kimmel's show? And I was wondering, could we write a song together, maybe?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Jimmy Kimmel was great. That was a pretty fun show to do.
It was fun.
Those guys are...
Nice having a live audience right up front there.
Yeah. You know,
The way they do it and the fact that the show itself is live and he's really a decent guy and they treat people nicely there, too.
They really do.
To get there at 9 in the morning and wait till 5 to do your thing, you know.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
I don't know. And writing a song together, I don't know, maybe one day. Yeah, that might be cool. Where's she from?
She's from Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah, well, you know what? We were just up there.
Yeah, I've got family up there. We go up there a lot.
Yeah, maybe we'll run into each other. Come see us the next time we play up in Chicago.
Yeah.
There you go. I just walk up and say it's Eve who's on Rockline. You remember,
right.
Won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Chicago's one of the great cities in America.
I used
to live in Chicago many years ago, and it's a great, great place.
Yes. Yeah.
And a good music town.
Yeah.
Talk about blues, man.
Definitely.
Man, I mean, you got snowstorms, you couldn't go really anywhere in the car or whatever. You walk within two blocks of your house, and there's going to be somebody you've never heard of, you know, playing blues, blowing some harp, and
that's
it's
true.
Just killing you, you know. It's all over the city.
It is.
Salisbury, Maryland. John, welcome to Rockline.
Hello, Kenny Wayne and Noah. What's up, guys?
Hey. How you doing, man?
Dude, I was 9 years old when your first CD came out. I've been a huge fan. I remember a couple years ago at the Chesapeake Bay Blues Festival, you guys played with Double Trouble, and I just wanted to know how that was for you guys and will you guys be playing with them again?
Well, it's always a pleasure to play with those guys.
I remember that gig up there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there are definitely going to be more opportunities for our fans to be able to see us play with Double Trouble. One opportunity coming up, will be when this blues project comes out, because they're the rhythm section that was featured on the whole project that we recorded. And, I'm sure we'll do some kind of tour in support of that project when it comes out. So
Tommy and Chris were the rhythm section?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
And they've been our rhythm section really for the last few years that we haven't had an album out. When we were just doing one-offs and festivals and stuff, it was me and Kenny in Double Trouble. And,
doesn't get any better than
that. Oh, they play together so well.
Yeah.
You know, we have in the Rockline archive that song, and I know I gave you a copy of it called Life Story that Stevie performed on Rockline that never got released anywhere.
Yep.
And we were going to try to do something with it. And Jimmy Vaughn said, I'd just rather leave it alone because the second and third verses didn't get finished. But I've still got in the back of my mind that something, you know, that needs to see the light of day somehow.
Yeah, I remember you playing that for
us. And Chris is playing Phone Book.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's live, that's real, that's raw, that's Rockline. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back with Kenny and Noah in just a moment.
Myself at ease for a while. Maybe I could learn to appreciate your smile. I've got a lot to give, but I never.
Q106.
Born with a broken heart, I guess, huh? Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt, our guests tonight on Rockline. Going into the break, hey, what do you say? It's what we listen to. One of my favorites on the album. That's just a really, really great song.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys, how do you construct a set? Now you got four albums, and you got so many great songs to play off the latest CD. How do you put a set together these days?
Well, this time we wanted to concentrate on like most of the rockin' stuff from the last few albums, since it's kind of a more rock album. You know, he'll throw out some songs, I'll throw out some songs, and the two of us will sit down and try to, you know, make a coherent order.
Yeah, just hammer it out. I mean, you have to, you got to keep in mind the keys that every, you know, song is in, and tempo, you know, because you want to get a nice flow to the set. You want to, you know, come out rocking, and then, you know, a couple of mid-tempos, and then maybe pick it up again, and then, like, give everybody a breath and do, like, something slow, and, you know, and then pick it back up again, and, you know, but always leave them wanting more at the end. That's why we play the save the best for last, and
right,
always keep them wanting more.
And I think we did a good job on the set, because a lot of people... We play about 2 hours, and a lot of people always say it's too short.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're leaving them wanting more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do some thank yous. Raymond McGlamory from Reprise Records, Ken Shepard, Donnie Opperman, Kristen Forbes, Warren Cracknell, Jason Cook, and, of course, to Kenny and Noah and Jimmy and Sean and Michael and Bogey.
Yeah.
Got the Bogeyman on the show tonight.
The Bogeyman.
You guys were great. Thanks for coming in. The live stuff was awesome.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
I'm BC. I'll be seeing you. Rockline has been brought to you by That 70s Show on Fox. The awesome sound of Rockline was made possible in part by Sennheiser Mics. Sennheiser, microphones, headphones, wireless products. Sennheiser, the sound that moves the world. Rockline is mixed by Jimmy Rash. Thanks to Felicia Bihar, Kareem Akhlay, and Sean LaDouceur for their invaluable contributions. Rockline is produced by Bob Coburn and Lori Nikoloff. On-site producer and technical direction by Greg Jernigan. Executive producer Bob Coburn.